get back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into today's show this Thursday, February 13th, 2025. Man, this month is going by fast, almost halfway through February. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. We have a lot of information for you today from Lansing. Wrapping up the show yesterday, breaking right before we went off the air, Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanting to propose a extension of the deadline, fast approaching, now just in 8 days from the implementation of the Michigan Supreme Court's rulings regarding the tip wage sick time law changes. Governor Gretchen Whitmer wanted to suggest a timeline extension. Kind of an interesting little last-minute stall tactic, in my opinion. I don't even know if it's legal. I don't even know if the Michigan Supreme Court would find it unconstitutional, but this is what she's wanting to do. So we're going to get into that story. We have other things that they're working on looking at here in Lansing as a result of what Donald Trump and Elon Musk is doing in Washington. Kind of an interesting little back and forth going on between Donald Trump, Elon Musk, Department of Government Efficiency, wanting to cut basically $1 trillion out of the federal budget. By doing that, they're cutting the spending, many of which goes to states from the federal government in Washington. Roughly 42% of our budget that the Lansing politicians and the governor operate with comes from Washington, D.C. Well, with that number being cut, that number being slashed, now they got to figure out, okay, how do we do it? How do we cut? How do we find ways to deal with this slash and burn that Donald Trump, Elon Musk is doing to us, the states? So we got a story pulled up on that. We've got all kinds of things happening. After John Studer came on the show yesterday, we found out that potentially one of the people, our listeners, part of our radio family, is going to step up and possibly put her application in to replace the outgoing resigning county commissioner in District 5 of Sheboygan County. So we're going to reach out to her, see if in fact she's going to do that, and report on it. One of the things that we're going to be talking about today is the upcoming state convention down in Detroit. We talked a lot about it in the third hour yesterday about the first congressional district. Well, there's other districts around the state that are having similar issues, battles, like what we're experiencing up here in the first. Two slates, three slates, all kinds of activity going on. We have a insider's information for you on that, as well as other things going on around the state of Michigan that we want you guys to know about. So go get some more coffee, take a short break, listen to our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. With Michigan's tipped wage and paid sick leave time laws changing in 8 days, House Speaker Matt Hall is offering Senate Democrats a compromise. It includes bringing tipped employees up to 50% of Michigan's minimum wage as well as requiring businesses with 11 to 50 employees to provide only 40 hours of paid sick time, which is 5 full 8-hour days. So 5 days paid to stay home. And it doesn't say anything in here about having to give advance notice to the employers. However, if a compromise cannot be made today, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has encouraged Hall and Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks to pass a short-term extension through July 1st. Changes are set to begin on February 21st, 8 days from today, and they are directly ordered as by the Michigan Supreme Court ruling back in July of 2024. During that summer, the court determined that lawmakers in 2018 unconstitutionally adopted and altered a couple of ballot initiatives, essentially blocking them from appearing on the statewide ballot November of 2018 election. Well, right now, legislative action could minimize the full effects of the schedule changes, which is being requested, sought by business advocacy groups, including the Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association and the private organization Save My Tips. Their coalition highlights restaurant employees who want to maintain the tip wage system as is. One of the people involved in that organization, Lou Hales, is the owner of the Peppermill Cafe Standale in Grand Rapids West Side. Basically, a coffee shop, morning breakfast, waffles, quiche platters, eggs Benedict, and great coffee, he says. He went on to say, "We're having a meeting this week, trying to get a backup menu going, wondering what's going to happen with our prices. Egg prices are killing us. Everything is killing us right now." She described her wait staff as a family that she loves, wanting to ensure that they're taken care of. "I have lent my employees money, anything that my employees need, I totally go to bat for them. I feel I'm no better than them, and together we are a team." But at the same time, she worries about the costs coming her way. MERS News Service learned that the compromise Hall has offered to the Senate Democrats would basically be broken down this way. Senate Democrats want tipped wage gradually increased to 60% of minimum wage by 2035. That's proposed in their Senate bill number 8. Although the House has proposed maintaining the tip wage at 38%. Well, Hall says he's willing to phase into 50%. Hall is also proposing sliding scale for paid sick time. Through it, part of it, businesses with 10 or less employees would be fully exempted. Sorry, Matt. That's not high enough. He wants to then propose businesses with 11 to 49 workers must guarantee 40 hours of paid sick time, and those with more than 50 workers, 72 hours, 9 full sick days. With regards to part-time employees, would be designated down to 24 hours as being considered part-time. working more than 3 days would front load sick time, with Hall's plan not obligating employers to pay out any sick time, especially if the part-time worker is seasonal. Under Hall's suggestion, the 72 hours would be only for large businesses and would be worked into the benefit packages to make the businesses more competitive. Senate Democrats want businesses with 25 or fewer employees exempted from the new sick time mandates. And the House, in its own House bill, 4002, was 50 or less. Well, I got to agree with the House bill, 4002, Matt. I'm not willing to accept even your compromise. One last thing, Hall wants seasonal employees, out-of-state remote workers, and nonprofits to be exempted from earned sick time requirements altogether. Also, income from bonuses and commissions should not be considered when figuring someone's sick time pay. In order to mitigate no-call, no-show situations, Hall suggests a compromise. To maintain the federal law is the Family Medical Leave Act. It permits a business to require up to 30 days advance notice if time off is available and soon as possible and practically for unexpected time off. If an employee uses sick time benefits as soon as they're hired, all recommendations would prevent it from being paid out unless the worker is there for a year. Hall says, I've come to the table in good faith, trying to meet the Senate Democrats halfway, because I believe we can achieve a balanced approach that helps hardworking Michiganders without forcing a big part of our small business community to close their doors for good. That's exactly what Ian Murphy and I have been talking about. Paul continues, it's well past time for the Senate Democrats to meet us halfway. Accept my offer and solve this crisis once and for all before next week's deadline. Governor Whitmer appears to sign off on a deal between the Senate Democrats and the House Republicans on the subjects. She says we need to protect our servers and wait staff and help Michigan remain competitive for businesses. However, yesterday afternoon, Stacey LaRouche, Whitmer's press secretary, explained Whitmer was encouraging Hall and Brinks to postpone the schedule reforms to July 1st if they can't reach an agreement this week. This would create more space and time for the House and Senate to continue negotiations while we work on the budget. Well, that could be challenging court. Supreme Court's already ruled this is the deadline, this is what you must do. I don't believe the legislators in Whitmer can delay it. And if they do try to delay it, if it goes to court, it's going to be overturned by the Michigan Supreme Court. They're the ones that issued the ruling. Well, one committee, kind of interesting, in the Senate, Regulatory Affairs Committee, heard testimony on their version, Senate Bill 8, preventing the gradual elimination of the Michigan tip wage, instead bringing wait and bartenders immediately up to 60% of minimum wage, but not until 2035. Hertel's bill, the minimum wage, will reach $15 an hour in 2027. Raising the minimum wage to $15 per hour within the next 5 years has been put forward by both Senate Democrats and House Republicans. Well, This is the bottom line. Justin Winslow, Michigan Restaurant Lodging Association's president, said this. If nothing is going to happen within the next 8 days, basically a 52% increase in typical wages for where they were just a year ago is going to have a dramatic impact. You will see job losses and some small restaurants' businesses closing. Winslow said restaurant owners have a lot of pride, especially among small independent operators. They don't want to tell customers that their profitability is at an all-time low right now, but that's the truth. He illustrated challenges with keeping traffic up, with owners trying to create price points that can handle increased costs, higher wages, but yet still keep guests coming. Meanwhile, Michigan Director Chris White, Restaurant Opportunity Centers United, a backer of the original ballot initiative, disapproves of Whitmer's suggestion for a July 1st extension. We don't want to play games with the lives of individuals that we petitioned for. The legislature adopted it and amended it. We went to court. It took us 3 years to do that. We won, they lost, but now we're here. We really shouldn't be here because the decision should just be allowed to go through. White sees Whitmer's guidance as saying that she doesn't support the court's changes. He thinks she should be mindful of the people who are suffering as we go through this. Suffering. They're getting $4 an hour as minimum wage and making tips. On average, roughly about 15 to 17%. Some people, like I do, I tip 20, 22%, 25% if they're really good. If they're bad, I still give them 20. But I say something. I tell them why I'm upset, what they didn't do for me, whatever. Some people tip 10%, whatever. The average is 15 to 17. Based on food costs, based on ticket prices, I don't know any mom-pa type of restaurant. A couple can go out and have a dinner that's less than 40, 50 bucks. Heck, McDonald's is darn near 25 to 30. 12 to 15 bucks a person. So this is a dynamic, he says, that has been too long in addressing. There's no need to negotiate. The majority of Michiganders support this, and it's going to be implemented. A July 1st extension impacts people's lives, and we won't stand for it. This guy's going to sue. I can see it all day long. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team.